It's time for the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Clay Patton. We're talking with Caroline Clements at the Chase County Fair in the mobile banking baking unit. Wheat, though, you can store it, not the greatest currency in the world. So right now with the mobile baking unit, kind of talk to us about what we're doing here today.
So we're out here at the Chase County Fair again. We've been here for a couple years now, and for us it's just a fun time to be out kind of in wheat country. We're serving free chocolate chip cookies at the fair till 7 o'clock today. We'll be back out again tomorrow with the free cookies again, but it's kind of partly our chance to give back to the community out here that's in the heart of wheat country, and you know, just kind of share some fresh baked wheat treats, but also a chance for us to really visit and say, this is where your food's coming from, do some of the hands-on, the education pieces for the kids that are fun and having a good time out here at the fair.
And break it down for us, because you show them everything literally from essentially the raw wheat samples all the way to the flour to the baking process.
Absolutely. So we've got a big play bin of wheat seed with toys for the kids, you know, just make a mess and have a good time. But then we also have our hand mill out here, so we can take that wheat seed and they can grind it and see how it becomes that flour that we actually bake with. And then when they're done, they can come over here to the trailer and they can see that final product and get one of those fresh baked cookies.
And I can smell them coming out of the ovens right now, guys. If you see the mobile baking unit by the Nebraska Wheat Board, make sure to stop by and try some of these, because I'm sure they're going to be great. So as you've went around, and this is obviously not the first fair the mobile baking unit has been to, what are some of the biggest reactions you get?
Usually excitement. You don't find too many people that'll turn down a free treat. But it's eye-opening, too, for a lot of people to come up. One of the questions we get a lot is, well, there's wheat in wheat bread. What's in white bread? And so we're able to take that wheat seed and that hand mill and explain how you get whole wheat flour or all-purpose flour and kind of the steps that it takes to get that from the field and then into the food. And then the other fun reaction we get is we have a lot of farmer volunteers that work with the Growers Association in this trailer. And so saying, no, that's a real farmer. And no, they don't all wear the straw hats and the coveralls. They look just like you and me, you know. So they're everyday people. They've got their families. They do the school, you know. They're 8-to-5 jobs, just not an 8-to-5 like you'd think of.
And it's kind of interesting because Chase County, we kind of think more of a rural area, but yet there's still folks, that gap in that ag literacy knowledge is everywhere, even in our rural communities.
It really is. You know, it used to be that urban-rural divide, and what we're finding really now is it's not that urban rural, it's that generational. Even in these rural communities, you've got people that haven't been on a farm, that don't know where their food comes in. That divide, it's just kind of one of those that we're really trying our best to close, but we're trying to close that gap through free food samples.
And let's not forget our producers. You're also taking care of them here at the mobile baking booth.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, we couldn't run this without our farmers, partly the volunteers that are in here, but also partly, you know, the guys that are helping grow the wheat. You know, we're not a banking unit. I wish wheat was worth more money right now. We'd probably have more volunteers and more visitors. But we've got information out here on fertilizing, because, you know, protein's been a big issue lately. With all of the hail, we've got information on managing volunteer and wheat streak. And then we've also got some of the newer wheat variety guides that are out. So guys that are looking as we head here toward planting, what to consider. We've got some data for them on that as well.
All right, so for folks that maybe don't quite make the baking unit their local fair, where else can they go to find more information?
Absolutely, you can find a lot of the information on our website, www.nebraskawheat.com.
That's Caroline Clements for the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Clay Patton.